Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, and welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I'm so thrilled that you'd carve out a few minutes of your day to hang out with us. Really, our hope is that these few minutes would provide encouragement for your day, some focus for your day, and as I talk about on my personal blog, this idea of living a better story. Well, today on the podcast, we're wrapping up a conversation about choices. What we've been saying over the last week or so is that our lives are shaped by the choices that we make, that our lives are formed by our choices. Small choices, little choices, sometimes insignificant choices set us on a path that changes our life in pretty significant ways. And so today, I want to highlight the fourth choice that I believe can make a big difference in your life, a fourth choice that honestly can change the quality of your life. The four choices have been simple, but they're powerful. Choice number one from last week was that we're going to choose to love God, that we were created for a relationship with Him. Choice number two is that we'd love people, that that vertical relationship that we have with our Heavenly Father impacts our horizontal relationship with the people around us. Choice number three is to pursue excellence, that God is into the details, and so when we do things well and we pay attention, we're like our Heavenly Father. Well, choice number four really is an attitudinal choice. This is a powerful choice, and choice number four is choosing joy. Again, this is an attitude. And as I read the Psalms today, I saw this verse pop off the page. It says in Psalm 100, verse 2, that we are to serve the Lord with gladness. This is what a joyful life looks like. And honestly, I have days that I do that pretty well, but I also have days where it seems harder than it should actually be. And my commitment as I try to live a better story is I want to have more good days than bad days. And my guess is that's true for you as well. What I've learned in my own life is that my attitude is a choice, that I can choose my attitude, that in the moment when I don't have the gladness, in the moment that I don't have the joy, I can pause and I can choose it. So today on the podcast, I want to talk about three ways to choose joy. And the first one is simply this. Number one, to be joyful. There's a difference between joy and happiness. Happiness is dependent on circumstances. Happiness is dependent on our happenings. So when our circumstances are good, we're happy. When they're bad, then we're not happy. But this is different when it comes to joy. True joy is independent of our circumstances. True joy comes from a deeper place. It comes from that relationship with our Heavenly Father that brings security and peace and identity, even in the hard times. And so being joyful, number one, is to decide to live from that deeper place with our Heavenly Father, to be joyful. The second way to choose joy is to be positive. Think about this. Are you a glass half empty or a glass half full kind of person? If you're typically a half empty kind of person, you may end up struggling with this. You may end up struggling with negativity and just always being a downer. We typically get more of what we look for. So if we're looking for what's wrong, we're going to see more of it, and it can lead to this downward spiral that makes joy very difficult. A third way to choose joy, number three, is by being encouraging. Jesus' half-brother, James, reminds us that life and death are found in the tongue. You can read about this in James chapter 3 in the New Testament. What that means is that our words have weight. Our words can help people or they can hurt people. They can heal or they can create wrongs. And one of the most tangible ways that we can choose joy is to intentionally say, I'm going to use my words to create life, and I'm going to use my words to encourage other people. Man, I'm telling you, that is a great way to choose joy. And so today, I want to remind you that it all comes back down to choices. These choices over the last couple of weeks are relatively simple in concept, but they are deep in application. I want to encourage you over the next 30 days to give them a try. Maybe just write them down on a scrap piece of paper or put them in a note in your phone and just look at them each day. Put them into practice for the next 30 days, and at the end of those 30 days, reflect back and see if these four choices haven't made a positive impact in your life. To love God, to love people, to pursue excellence, and to choose joy. And man, I'm telling you, I'm going to be cheering you on as you do this. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast for today. Thanks again for hanging out with us. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, drop us an email at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. Again, it's just prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. We can't wait to see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.